Give us like 3 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for tickets to see Ed Sheeran on B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. Can I tell you about my dunk tank experience last night?
Oh my gosh, please.
Okay, so last night, it was Lou Gehrig Day at the at Wrigley Field for the Cubs game. And they invited me to come out and volunteer myself to be dunked in the dunk tank.
And I always thought that that was the kind of thing that only happened in sitcoms and cartoons.
Well, my life is apparently a sitcom cartoon. One, I have like 3 outfits that I rotate, so my closet just has a bunch of the same stuff in it, like a cartoon character.
And very 2, Family Guy of you.
Yeah, I was dunked over and over again, which I thought I was just going to get dunked once. I guess I didn't know exactly how it was going to work, but it was a fundraiser for ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease. And yesterday was Lou Gehrig Day. And so they had a dunk tank in Gallagher Way, and they put me in an End ALS t-shirt, and they sat me up on this little platform in the dunk tank.
How high up was the dunk tank?
Probably like 5 feet.
Okay.
It wasn't like crazy high.
Okay.
But it was high enough to, like, when I fell in the dunk tank, I thought like I would be standing. No, I completely fell in.
Whoa. Okay.
But it was really funny because I saw the guy go before me, and like 20 minutes went by and this guy didn't get dunked. So I was like, oh, so it's not that common that people actually hit the target and dunk you.
Oh, so people have no aim.
So you think. So each person makes a donation, and it goes to helping support research for ending ALS. And each person makes their donation and then gets 3 balls, and you have to throw it at a target. It hits the target, dunks me in the tank.
Right.
What's so funny, the men come up, and they hurl the ball. And it hits the back of the mat thing behind it. It hits the cage. Luckily, there's a fence around me. Otherwise, I'd get blasted in the face.
Everything but the button.
Everything but the button. And here comes this child, about 10 years old, throws that ball on his first try, knocks me right into the water. And it surprised me because I was thinking, oh, here's the kid. He's not going to do it.
Look at this child with no aim.
Blasted me right into the water.
How many times do you think you got blasted?
Probably a total of 6, 7 throughout the entire. I was there for 20 minutes. So you get knocked into the water and then you get back up and people continue making their donations and throwing you in.
I get knocked down.
And I get right back. So now I'm wet and it's cold. It's like 67 degrees.
Oh my gosh. Oh, this is a theme now.
Yeah. Sorry to the teenagers who are rolling their eyes. So I'm sitting there on this platform. Now it's 67 degrees, a little chilly, a little windy. And I'm waiting for more people to drop me in that water. And here come the men hurling that ball, trying to prove a point, not getting me in.
They can't do it.
Here comes this girl, about 16 years old. Each person, like I said, gets 3 balls. First one knocks me in. And I went, oh, man, don't let her go again. She goes again. Second one misses. Third one knocks me right back in. So the same girl knocked me in the water twice.
It was personal.
Yeah.
It was personal.
It was, and I don't even know why. Maybe she played Moog's Mega Minute once or trivia game and lost. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, then it continued to happen and it was so much fun and it was all going towards ending ALS and I was so impressed. Again, like I said, the men were hurling that ball with a point to prove and could not do it. The kid and the teen girl knocked me in.
Something about when guys have to show up.
Yeah. And show off.
And show off, but they couldn't do it.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And so my job was to just sit there and heckle people. So I was just sitting up there booing everybody who was trying to knock me in the water. And then they would.
You wish you could knock me in the...
Ooh. Oh, you know who did knock me in?
Who?
Our pal Eddie in Ravenswood.
Hey, shout out Eddie.
I think he didn't realize that he knocked me in. He was like, wait a minute. Oh, no, look at that. Like, he was just so confused. So Eddie was one of the grown adults who knocked me in.
So then how much money did people have to pay to knock you in?
You know what? I'm not entirely
sure.
Donation
basically.
Yeah, you make a donation. So
you were just a model that day.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't making donations. I was the sacrificed human.
So how do you feel today?
Well, I don't know if you can hear my voice, but I'm a little bit raspy. I don't know if that is completely to do with that or what's going on.
That's okay. You did it for a good cause.
Yeah. Yeah, we're, helping to end ALS. After that, got to watch the game. Cubs did not win last night.
What did they lose against?
The Oakland A's, soon to be Las Vegas A's.
Ooh.
So.
They're
not the worst.
They're pretty bad.
They're not the worst, but yeah, they're not great. Cubs are going through it right now.
You got dunked in the tank, and so did the Cubs.
Yeah, so, but it was a fun time.
Good.
And went towards a good cause. And, of course, shout out to the Cubs for doing their work for Lou Gehrig Day and helping to end ALS. All right, let's do it. 877-591-9696. We want to give out Ed Sheeran tickets. So it's Ed Sheeran's Loop Tour at Soldier Field. It's coming up. That's June 27th.
Yes, I believe so. And we're just going to play Ed or another Red. Try to guess who said that quote.
Easy enough. We'll give you a quote. You got to tell us whether it was Ed or another famous Red. Again, 877-591-9696. And good luck. Sweaty, knees weak.